Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Quell moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Quell scores. There goes Wright trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 1-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Salters moves to second. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic bunts towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. QL moves to second. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. QL scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright moves to third. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling strikes out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter takes first base on ball 4. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillard strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright. Moses reaches second base with a double. Potter moves to third. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive towards first. QL reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. QL takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Hayes and he is out, McCoy applying the tag. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Potter covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling is 0 for 1 in the game. Rubling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Potter hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Lillard trying to get to third. Wright throws the ball into Kennedy, who tags Lillard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Soltis hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields the ball and throws to Potter covering. Safe. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Lillard applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. McCoy reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCoy moves to third. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Siebert reaches second base with a double. McCoy scores. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Siebert scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tresh moves to third. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out. Kennedy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0 for 2 in the game. Rubeling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Potter bunts in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. Rubeling moves to second. One out. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lillard hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wright strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Soltis hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Lillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.